A new film produced by the university's Museum of the North in Fairbanks seeks to reveal the secrets of the undersea migration life of whales. The animated film is called A Year in the Life of the Bowhead Whale. The film features English, Inupiaq, and St. Lawrence Island Yupik narration.
With the ocean, we encounter a whole new planet with all new rules. There's no easy way to study the teeming creatures that live beneath the surface of the sea.
Roger Topp heads up digital media at the museum. He wrote and directed the film. He told APRN's Laurie Townsend the project started 4 years ago and was inspired by the linear passage of time.
Steve Okunin, our producer, the faculty member at the School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences, made a calendar. I believe it was for 2012. He made a calendar about bowhead whales, and each month talked about some other aspect of whale observation from a perspective of a different scientist or a different community member. And we took that calendar and we made that, you know, an outline for the film. And he worked the calendar in such that it's a year in the life of the whale. And so you look at January and then February and wherever he could, where the whales would be and what they're doing and what we know about the whales at this time of year.
How did you figure out how to do the realistic type of animation for not only the bowheads themselves, but also their underseas landscape or seascape that would vary dramatically in their long migration? How did you go about recreating that?
We definitely started with things we already knew. We had an exhibit here on energy a few years back, and we produced some animations of machinery on the seafloor that would measure current. So we had an idea of how to do the lighting and the water effects for things happening underwater. And we did a fair amount of fluid simulations for other projects. And so we took those few things we knew how to do and said, yes, we can have a whale on the surface. Yes, we can have whales underwater. Here are the issues we're going to have. So the environment stuff, I think we had a really good handle on going in. The real trick, of course, is getting whales animated, getting them moving, not just like an artist who wants them to move, but moving like whales actually move.
So your end result was very realistic looking whales, not cartoon whales.
Yep, that's the approach.
What do you want the audience that will be seeing this animated production about a year in the life of bowhead whales? What do you want them to take away from this? What are you hoping that they will learn from watching this film?
I want everyone to see the film. I don't want you to watch it in English, and I want you to, you know, take away the bullet points. You know, what is it about these whales that's important? And then I'd like everyone to go and watch it again in Inupiaq, and I want people to watch it in St. Lawrence on Yupik, because one of the best things we did with this project was creating three different language tracks, and the film is going to be freely distributed online in both standard and high definition formats, and the links will be through our website at the museum. And so you can go and you can watch the film in these formats because the communities are such an integral part of the project. You know, these are their whales. And when we went and talked to the communities, the passion they exhibited in the whales and the importance of a film being made about the whales. And sure, they're very picky at times about what we were portraying, but the passion is there. And I think we made some really good choices with the languages in the film. And I'd like people to listen to it in the various languages. Sit back and listen.
Roger Topp wrote and directed A Year in the Life of the Bowhead Whale. The premiere is this evening at the Museum of the North Auditorium in Fairbanks.